Tesla shares plummet as company misses vehicle delivery estimates, again. By Lucas Nolan on January 2, 2019. Tesla shares plummeted by as much as 9% Wednesday after the company once again failed to meet delivery estimates for the fourth quarter. CNBC reports that Elon Musk's Tesla has yet again run into another stumbling block, once again failing to meet its expected fourth quarter delivery estimates. Tesla claimed to have delivered 90,700 vehicles in their fourth quarter, short of Wall Street projections for the company. Tesla also claimed to have boosted their production levels in the fourth quarter significantly, from 80,142 in the third quarter to 86,500 in the fourth. CFRA analyst Garrett Nelson commented on the company's sudden stock drop, stating, "Tesla shares tend to have a lot more noise and volatility than most. But we think investors who are willing to take a longer-term view of the story will be rewarded handsomely and continue to believe Tesla is on track to post one of the market's most robust year-over-year earnings increases in 2019. Tesla also plans to cut the prices of all their vehicles by $2,000 in an attempt to offset a reduction in federal tax credits for drivers who buy electric vehicles. Previously, buyers received $7,500 in federal tax credits, but this figure was recently cut in half." Wedbush Securities analyst Dan Ives told CNBC that Tesla's failure to meet Wall Street projection was something that his firm had been prepared for. "It was a move that was within the realm of possibility, but it caught investors off guard," he said. In the fourth quarter, Tesla delivered 63,150 Model 3s, 13,500 Model S sedans and 14,050 Model X SUVs. In comparison, Wall Street projected 64,900 for the Model 3, 14,200 for the Model S and 13,600 for the Model X, based on average figures from previous quarters compiled by FactSet. CEO Elon Musk discussed the company's latest issue, stating, "What people should absolutely have zero concern about, and I mean zero, is that Tesla will achieve a 10,000-unit production week by the end of next year. I think people should really not have any concerns that we won't reach that outcome from a production rate." Musk previously stated that Model 3 reservations had surged to over 500,000. But on a recent conference call, he went back on this statement, saying, "To be more accurate, there have been 518,000 gross reservations for Model 3, and then we have 455,000 net reservations. But those cancellations occurred over the course of more than a year. The net gain since Friday, net of cancellations, has been over 1,800 per day. But I just didn't want to leave people with the wrong impression." One Twitter user noted that the Model 3 backlog is not, in fact, a backlog of orders for the car but for servicing of the vehicle. With Tesla already under investigation by the Department of Justice and the Securities Exchange Commission, the future is not looking bright for the company. Frank Schwope, an analyst with Norbert Pound, commented on Tesla's performance today, stating, "Tesla disappointed the market. The deliveries are below our estimates and the consensus estimates. I don't expect that Tesla operates in the black in 2019. The Tesla stock price currently sits at $310.83 per share as of the time of the writing of this article, a drop of more than 6% for the day. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.